If one thinks they know too much, then that is a flaw. How does one overcome that tendency?
One thinks know too much.
Like we were discussing in the Gita that like when
one thinks that he knows too much is a flaw. Means he doesn't know much.
Yes. How does one overcome that? Because they can't even know
how does one overcome the dosh or the flaw, the thinking, I know so much? Read a Bhagavatam and realize how little you know. Only a fool thinks he or she knows too much. The sign of a great person is humility. So if one has great wisdom, they'll say, I don't know anything. I met many great sannyasis and babajis over the last 50 years. They're very learned and educated, both materially and spiritually. And when I went to ask them a question, they said, why are you coming to me? I don't know anything. I said, everybody says you're a pundit. You wrote so many books. All the people say so many things. They make it very hard to ask a question. It takes 10 minutes to overcome all their humility and not acceptance of that they're learned to get to respond. Okay, what's your question? So that's not Chaitanya's teaching. Chinadapi Suni Chena Tori. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj says, what's your awareness of the necklace? Always meditate on it, always remember humility, tolerance. Then you can be a devotee. Otherwise, you're an ordinary person. Nothing extraordinary about pride. That's an ordinary thing. Pride of learning, pride of wealth, pride of beauty, pride of renunciation, pride of strength. But humility is something desirable, very hard to attain. Humility is a gift of God. It descends from above. It doesn't rise from the earth. It's a funny word, humility. Because humility comes from Italian, Greek, and Latin word humus, H-U-M-U-S. H-U-M-U-S means earth. So whether it's down to earth, whether it's on the ground, looking up from the ground, this is humility. H-U-M-U-S means earth. So humility derives from that word. So it's not, but it means earth, but this quality of humility is not produced from the earth. It doesn't rise from the earth, it descends from the spiritual world. It descends from the hearts of the liberated souls. It descends from the hearts of the liberated souls to liberate aspiring souls. Because humility is the only thing that liberates one. Humility opens the doors of perception and the doors of love. Wisdom and love are available to one who's humble. That's a fact. 10:10 Gita. They do loving bhajan, and Krishna gives you wisdom. Tesham sarata yutanam, bhajata priti purvakam, tadami buddhi yogatam, yena mama vyantite. One time, Albert Einstein won a Nobel Peace Prize. He got glorified as being a very intelligent person, Albert Einstein. And he was interviewed for a newspaper, 1940. He said, "Some people say you're the most intelligent human being on the planet. What do you say about that?" "I say this. I walked along the beach on the shore of the ocean of knowledge. I picked up some grains of sand. I walked along the beach on the bank of the ocean of knowledge. I picked up some grains of sand. Kankan. That's my knowledge." Very humble. Albert Einstein was quite an interesting character. He did catnapping. You know what catnapping is?
Always alert. Always alert, no sleeping.
No, it's not. Cat sitting there like this. He's on your living room couch. He sees her 5 minutes and wakes up. So Einstein catnapped. He never laid in bed. He would go out to lunch with 3 or 4 scientists and their wives. They sit at the table where he was eating. Here you go. he would just close his eyes for 7 minutes, everybody keeps talking. I like that. I don't know if you heard everything or what, I don't know, but everybody knew him, they said, "Oh, he'll go back in 5 minutes here." Anyway. Basic guy. Came and went, everybody comes and goes, so become a memory.